Sassy.
When he late, mate, Archie, the manager's vacant. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Peter Loring and Mrs. Corbett Wells and a talking bird. Huh? Mrs. Wells talking bird. Now, don't get excited, Duffy. It ain't Orson. Now, this bird you can shut up once in a while. Yeah. Well, you ought to see the bird, Duffy. It's wonderful. He talks, he whistles, he even sings. Huh? Oh, no? Well, can you pull worms out of the ground with your beak? You probably could have, then. Well, you ought to see him. He's practically human. Huh? 4F. Yeah, he's got flat feet. Well, they call him a minor bird. He comes from the Malay Peninsula. Yeah, where the malarians come from. Yeah. And Mrs. Wells found him in the jungle, you know, when he was just a little puppy. Well, what do you call a small bird? A gosling. A gosling. Duffy, you kill me. A gosling is a Norwegian trader. Exactly. I'll call you back, Duffy. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, Johnny Johnston, Paul Weston and his orchestra, our special guests tonight, Peter Lorre and Mrs. Carbeth Wells' minor bird, Raffles, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Harry, don't forget the announcement about the book, Duffy's First Grader.
Oh, yes, I'll make it now.
Yeah, orchestra, Fram, please. Thank you. Go ahead, Harry.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, ever since Duffy's has been on the air, people have been asking why Archie hasn't written the book. Well, finally, it's happened. It has been written by the great genius.
Harry, please. Folks, he means it has been wrote. Bonzel, watch your diction.
Yes. Yes, Archie has really wrote a unique book. It is called Duffy's First Reader, and there are chapters on mathematics, etiquette, history, and grammar.
Not to mention the autobiography.
That's right. And Duffy's First Reader is profusely illustrated.
Harry, tell him it's got pictures, too.
Yes, pictures not only of Archie, but of the famous personalities who have visited Duffy's in the past. 48 pages of pictures and laughs. And all it will cost you, ladies and gentlemen, is the cost of postage and handling. In round numbers, 10 cents. That's all.
Hey, now, Miss Archie, now, did this talking bird, what do they call it?
They call it a minor bird.
Why do they call it a minor bird?
Well, Eddie, that is difficult for me to explain to one unfamiliar with the natural habitudes of botanology.
Oh, you don't know, huh?
Look, Eddie, I never talked on a subject of which I am ignorant.
Not that quiet, nobody could be. Tell me, why do they call it a minor bird?
Because it's a bird that ain't 21 years old.
What do they call the bird after it becomes 21?
Nothing. They die at 20. Would you like any more information, Eddie?
Yeah, keep it flying. Well, where'd you get all this stuff?
Well, don't forget, Eddie, that for a long time I was associated with the Explorers Club.
As a busboy?
Made of the water, they call me. Naturally, working in an Explorers Club, it makes one practically an explorer oneself. Hmm.
Well, I was a waiter at the Stork Club for 2 years. I ain't never had a baby. Well, what does this bird look like?
Why does it look? It looks like sort of one of them molted falcons. Only darker.
More of a chocolate malted falcon.
Archie.
Oh, yeah, Miss Duffy.
Who did you say was coming down here tonight?
Peter Lorre and a talking bird.
A fine choice they give me.
What's wrong with Lorre? After all, he has all the requirements you demand. He's a man.
He's too short. I never go out with small men. It ain't sportsmanlike.
Well, he's short, but he's tricky. Anyway, what's wrong with short guys? Your own father is shorter than your mother, ain't he?
Well, they were the same height when they were married.
Yeah, well, I guess all that banging on the head has dwarfed him a bit. Miss Duffy, can't you think of anything but men?
Sure I can, but why should I punish myself?
Say, Archie.
Harry.
Mrs. Carver Wells is here with the bird.
Oh, well, good evening, Mrs. Wells. We are indeed grafted by your humble presence here tonight.
Thank you, Archie.
Speaking of jungles, you know I'm an old-time hunter myself.
You are?
Yeah, many's the time I hunted elephants, lions, tigers, hyenas. Yeah. Eddie over there used to be me safari. Priceless. Many's the time he has tricked me out of the jungle.
Which jungle?
What was the name of that one again, Eddie?
Sorry, this is the one you got to trick yourself out of.
Well, anyway, as I was saying...
Archie, can't we hear the bird talk for a change?
That is a very good idea. How about it, Mrs. Wells?
All right, I'll take Ruffles out of his cage.
Glad to hear a bird talk for me.
Is that the bird doing that?
Ruffles, whistle your favorite tune. Whistle your favorite tune. Whistle your favorite tune. Whistle. Whistle your favorite tune.
Better throw him a grape.
Whistle your favorite tune. Whistle. Now whistle my country tis of thee, Raffles. Whistle my country tis of thee. Whistle. My country tis of thee. Whistle. Now, Raffles, you're going to whistle. You're going to whistle heel, heel again. He's all here. Heel, heel. Whistle heel, heel. Really, the song you like best. Whistle your favorite tune. Now, whistle your favorite tune.
Yes, darling.
Yes. Now, what did Raffles, you're going to whistle your favorite tune again? All right. When you saw Duffy's picture, did you lie?
Yeah.
Raffles, what do you say to this pretty girl?
Yeah, darling.
Likewise, I'm sure. When you saw Duffy's picture, did you lie? Did you lie? Now, Raffles,
that's a very bright thing.
Whistle your favorite tune. Whistle your favorite tune. Whistle your favorite tune. That's fine, Raffles, but you're going to say hello, Jojo? Going to say hello, Jojo? Say hello, Jojo.
Hello, Jojo.
Now, Raffles, change your voice.
Jojo.
Now, Raffles.
Jojo.
I know that you have a tune you like best of all. How about whistling the tune that you like best of all? Whistle. Whistle. Whistle.
Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Duffy. The bird's here. Well, don't worry, Duffy. Don't worry. I'm watching him. Yeah. Besides. Anyhow, I got me hat on. Huh? What? No, Duffy, you're wrong. No, Duffy, it was not. Nah. I thought it was Gabriel Heater. Well, gee, Mrs. Wells, that was wonderful. Ain't there nothing this feathered quiz kid can't do?
Well, Raffles can't give you advice.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hello, Johnson. Johnny, I've been meaning to apologize to you. You know, I've been a little rough on you the last couple of weeks, and I want you to know that I really think you're a great singer.
Oh, okay, bud. Now, look, about this bird. It happens that, I'm the singer around here, and I don't like to see a bird cutting in on my racket.
Look, Johnson, it may be news to you, but them birds was in the singing racket long before you was.
Well, I want you to know that I'm not taking second billing to a crow.
Johnson, what is your song tonight?
Sunday, Monday, or Always.
Sunday, Monday, or Always. I noticed you left out payday. Johnson, sing. You were very wise leaving out that payday.
Tell me when we will meet again. Sunday, Monday, or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. The sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. your side. Sunday, Monday are away. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound, and what am I to do? Can I be with you Sunday, Monday, or always?
That was very good. You know, we shouldn't really walk on you like we do.
Oh, that's all right, Arch. I'm like a rug, you know, and I'm better after a good beating.
Why do I try to get friendly with this guy?
Hello, Archie.
Well, Finnegan, you're late. You missed the talking bird.
So what? We had chicken for dinner.
But you should have been here, Finnegan. This bird really talks words, you know?
Sir?
Yeah.
Tell me briefly, what did he say?
He said,
what's
things like, take a bit, hello, Jojo,
and
Rebecca, hello, Jojo.
Sounds like a moron to me.
Thanks,
where does this boy come from, Mark?
Well, he's the offspring of Mrs. Comet Wells, the explorer.
I know quite a number of offspring explorers.
Finnegan, stop lying. What explorers do you know?
It's Dr. Presume.
Dr. Presume?
Yeah, Dr. Livingston, I presume.
The man's name was Stanley, I presume.
Mr. Doctor?
What's the matter?
Oh, look here. The man has been sitting over in that car. You know who he is?
Who?
Mr. Peter?
What?
Lawrence.
Gloria, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you make the rest of the gang here look less gruesome.
Please, Archie, I don't want you to think of me as a horrible person.
Oh, all right, I'll try not to then.
Please think of me as a sweet, lovable man who makes certain people faint. Sort of non-musical Frank Sinatra.
Sort of a Frankenstein actor.
Yeah.
But you don't scare me, you know. I work for a guy who makes you look like little orphan Annie.
Who is that?
Guy named Duffy. He's half-ape.
What is the other half?
What?
What is the other half?
Ape. You should see him. He stands 5'6", sitting down in his stocking feet and has a neck that starts at his waist. Yeah, the guy's all shoulders. In fact, when he buys a suit, he only buys the coat.
But what does he do with the pants?
His wife wears them.
Oh, he sounds like a monstrosity.
Yes, well, fella. And he loves your pictures, you know. He's always so happy at the finish when you finally get the ghoul.
Oh, Archie, I'm very tired of that sort of picture.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, I've been offered a radio program where I can be something different, entirely different. A children's hour.
Yeah, it sounds like a natural for you. Yeah. Good evening, kiddies. This is your Uncle Jack, the Ripper.
I'm serious, Archie. I've always loved little children, and I'm going to write this program for them myself. Oh, it's lovely. The first story, you know, is about a little boy and girl.
Little boy and girl, huh?
Yes, a little boy and girl, and they are late for dinner because on their way home from school, they have fallen into a concrete mixer.
Oh, the joys of childhood. Where is their parents?
Well, their parents would have been there, but they were strolling down a country lane and got their heads cut off by a windmill.
This will certainly get the kiddies to take their milk.
I think so, too, yes. You see, so the police tried to find their uncle, but uncle is busy in the backyard having a barbecue. And what do you think is uncle barbecuing, huh?
Auntie.
Oh, you read the story.
Well, it sounds pretty good, Peter. Maybe you can get some plasma company to sponsor. Well, I like it.
Archie, do you mind introducing me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lorry. This is Miss Duffy, the daughter of the establishment.
You know, Mr. Lorry, you're even less repulsive in person as you are on the screen.
Thank you. I've never seen you on the screen, so I can't return a compliment.
Thank you. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, what is it?
Do girls go out with you?
Oh, once in a while.
How do they explain you to their folks?
They usually say, Mama, see what I'll marry if you don't let me go out with Joe?
Well, Mr. Lorry, don't feel too bad. Remember, any girl who would go out with you isn't worth having anyhow.
Look, Miss Duffy, I don't want to break up this courtship, but why don't you show Mr. Lorry around the joint, entertain him?
Maybe I'll sing to him.
That kind of horror, even he couldn't stand. Listen, take them over and show them the bird. Leave them amaze each other.
Okay, come on, Mr. Lorry.
Hey, Miss Archer?
Yeah, Eddie?
Crime on the premises.
Crime? What happened?
Somebody has stole a sandwich.
Perish forbid. From where?
From the free hors d'oeuvre counter.
But I just put up a sign, free hors d'oeuvres, do not touch. What a rat, swiping a sandwich marked free hors d'oeuvres. Even a cop wouldn't do that. That brings us up to date in the case of the missing salami.
Yeah?
We gotta find the crook now. Are you willing to take the case?
Frankly, Archie, it doesn't quite intrigue me.
Well, why not?
Well, you see, in the movies, the scene is usually more gruesome. You know, bodies on the floor and...
Bodies on the floor? Finnegan.
Archie.
Finnegan, lay down.
Doctor, do hush it.
Oh, that's too gruesome.
Too gruesome, huh? You better lay face down. Now, leave us start the cross-examination and grill some of these rats. And, Mr. Lorry, out of courtesy to you as our guest, I think you're the first rat we should grill.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Lorry, now come clean. Where was you on the night of tonight?
Well, I came down here to Duffy's.
For what reason?
Well, I was out of my mind.
Out of your mind, huh?
The logical man to eat the sandwich.
Eddie, please, this is a criminal investigation.
It sure is. It sure is.
Now, my dear Mr. Lorry, can you explain the location of your whereabouts during the misdemeanor of the sandwich?
Well, when the sandwich was stolen, I was sitting on that chair next to the free hors d'oeuvre counter listening to the birds sing songs.
Sitting next to the counter listening to the bird, huh?
Yeah. But as you see, when I sit in this chair, I cannot possibly reach up to the sandwiches.
Hmm. Well, that eliminates you. next witness.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, Your Honor.
Just call me Mr. D.A.
Take the stand, please, for the third degree.
Oh, let me do this, Archie, please. Miss Duffy, where were you born?
223 and a half, 3rd Avenue, 6 blocks from the Navy Yard.
He just asked you for your birthplace, not your hobby.
Now, Miss Duffy, were you ever convicted of a crime?
Oh, just once, a minor traffic violation.
And what was the violation?
Necking on an intersection.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, we weren't in a car.
Well, since you like me, huh? Prosecution.
Prosecution rests and needs it.
Well, if we only had some clothes, Eddie. Yeah. Eddie, take the stand. Say Oya, 3 times.
Oya.
Okay, the court is now in session. Eddie, do you recall the exact day that the salami sandwich was made up?
I think it was Labor Day. It must have been Labor Day because the previous Easter, everybody said, these sandwiches must be left over from Christmas.
What year was that?
Well, I remember Roosevelt had just been elected.
Yes?
And everybody said, Teddy's going to make a wonderful president.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Next witness, Clifton Finnegan. Now, tell me, Finnegan. Yeah. Did you steal the sandwich?
Doc, I got a lullaby.
You mean an alibi?
No, a lullaby. I was asleep in the chair.
Well, that dismembers you, Finnegan. Worry, I'm Strump.
Well, there's only one thing left to do. Cherchez la femme.
Huh?
Cherchez la femme. Find a woman.
No, Laurie, we must get the case solved first. Never can tell about these little guys.
Hey, Archie, I have an idea. What about that lady, you know, the bird that whistles the Star Spangled Banner?
The Star Spangled Banner? Your Roper. The case is solved.
Who's done it, Arch?
Just a second. Mr. Loring, your alibi was that you were sitting down and so couldn't reach the sandwich.
Yes?
Mr. Loring, are you or are you ain't a patriotic citizen?
I am.
When the bird whistled the Star Spangled Banner, what did you do?
Well,
I'll tell you, you stood up and stole the sandwich. Peter Lorre, you're guilty. Justice has come. The case of the stolen salami is solved.
Is for the evening, but let's all meet here again next week when our guest will be Ida Lupino. And if you have a half hour next Tuesday evening at the same time, remember...
Duffy's where the elite meet Pete Archie speaking. Well, Duffy, that's right, next week, Ida Lupino. I'm going to ask you to help me get Duffy's first reader scenario-ized for the movie. Duffy, by the way, have you sent the wife for the book? Well, why don't you? It's only a dime. Huh? You'd rather wait for it comes out in a cheaper edition. Okay, good night, Duffy.
From Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.